Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Thanksgiving is over and Advent is here. This is the first Sunday in Advent. But our gospel reading today presents us with Mark's account of Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. That's Palm Sunday. That belongs with Easter. This is Advent. We all know that Advent leads to Christmas, and Christmas is coming. According to the stores, Christmas has in many ways already arrived. Holiday items were stocked on the store shelves even before Halloween, and the red kettle ringers have appeared at the store entrances. So why the Palm Sunday reading? It seems like it just doesn't fit. So what is Advent? Well, Advent means to arrive. During the season of Advent, we prepare and remember and look for the arrival of Christ at Christmas, at His birth in Bethlehem. Christmas is coming, but Christmas seems to be filled with everything but the story of Christ. Happy holidays, season's greetings. Ho, ho, ho. Well, you better not dare say Merry Christmas. Christmas has been reduced to just a happy ho-ho-ho day. Sometimes it seems as if the Grinch himself has actually stolen Christmas. So there is a campaign now to keep Christ in Christmas. The focus on the campaign is for Christians to consciously and purposely act on the religious aspects of the occasion. So, send Christmas cards with a Christian picture and a message, and use religious postage stamps to mail them out. Sing Christmas carols, not holiday songs. And whatever you do, always say Merry Christmas, never Happy Holidays. And doing this, we are told, will help to keep Christ in Christmas. But keeping Christ in Christmas is not the point of Mark's gospel or of our reading today. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Don't keep Christ in Christmas. What do we see in our gospel reading? We see Jesus coming into Jerusalem. He's arriving at Jerusalem for the Passover. So this is his advent, his arrival into the city. And how does he arrive? Well, he's riding on a young donkey colt. The robes of the disciples are on the donkey. People have lined up along the streets and along the road. They have put on their coats on the road, and some have even taken palm branches and are waving them, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. The people knew that conquering kings returning from a triumphant battle would ride proudly into the capital city. And the people knew that it was a promised sign that the Messiah would ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. The people are welcoming Jesus as king. The Pharisees and the rulers, oh, they knew the prophecy too. They knew what the people were saying, but they did not believe. From here we look back and we see Christ coming in Bethlehem, his arrival, his advent. It is this advent, the first advent, which we will remember again and celebrate at Christmas. It is the coming of the King. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. The King, the baby, arise with great glory as the angels fill the skies. In this Palm Sunday entry, Jesus arrives as King with great, great glory as the crowds are cheering and shouting, Hosanna. No, we must not keep Christ just in the Christmas season. For the birth of Christ is great news. Not because a baby was born, but that a Savior was born. But to be the Savior means leaving Christmas. It means moving forward from Bethlehem to Golgotha, from the cradle to the cross. As much as the world pushes against Christmas, it really has no objection to the babe in the manger. So long as he stays in the manger, as long as we keep him in Christmas. True, the little baby Jesus of Christmas, if he stays a little baby and stays in Christmas, he cannot save us. He cannot save us at all. We need to be rescued from the devil, the world, but were that all, we would be glad of it. The greatest enemy, you know, is us. We're the greatest enemy, our sinful, prideful selves. We have seen the enemy, and it is us. Thank God. Christ did not stay in Christmas, nor did he stay in Jerusalem, but moved to Calvary, and on that cross, that shameful cross, entered into glory everlasting, opening the door for us, for you and me and all believers. What does our text say about the people on the road that Palm Sunday who were praising him? Those who went before and those who followed were shouting, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Those who have gone before us have shouted his praise, proclaimed the truth, and preached the word. They have taught us the faith that Jesus is the Christ. Now we too, who follow after, shout the same praise. Sunday after Sunday, we sing those very same words. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When he comes to us in his body and blood, we are all part, all of us are all part of the same choir. There is one Lord, just one. And there is one church, and we mustn't keep Christ in Christmas. He is with us now, every Sunday and always. All day, every day, we look forward to Christ's second advent and to his coming in glory, when there will be a loud shout of a trumpet and the sky again is filled with angels as Christ comes as King to separate the sheep from the goats and bring his people into his new creation. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.